Quest for Gold, Day 3, our final day at the Team USA Media Summit in New York. Today, the Olympic athletes and Olympic hopefuls got a chance to usher in the 100 days until the Games with a special ceremony at the Empire State Building.
3, 2, 1. Go Team USA!
That's where we are right now. The athletes just pulled the switch, which will turn on the Empire State Building's red, white, and blue lights this evening. Then they came up here to the 86th floor to take a view.
Daniela Moroz and Matt Stutzman.
Yeah, I think we're all just very, very excited, and this feels so special to have the support of New York City and of the Empire State Building. And wow, I get chills down my back from just feeling the energy here.
This is going to be super special for Team USA because now we're going to be able to have that support of the whole country there and the whole world just kind of bonding and having a great time. It's probably going to be one of the best games ever, to be honest.
Back at the Marriott downtown, my Next Star colleague Matt Barnes got a chance to sit down with Victor Montalvo, who will be debuting breaking as a brand new Olympic sport in Paris. We actually had a chance to chat with Victor back in 2021, but now he's on the doorstep of competing as an Olympian in Paris.
For those who, you know, whether it's misconceptions or just confusion, how do they plan to judge this breaking as we watch it? How should we know if that's a good routine or not?
Yeah, so the way we judge breaking events, mm-hmm. it's all about musicality, mm-hmm. like how much the person rides the beat. Mm-hmm. It's all about originality, mm-hmm. having your own movements, your own original creativity. It's all about technicality, how good you do a move, cleanliness, how clean you are, mm-hmm. And also having the foundation of the dance, mm-hmm. the foundation, strong foundation. So they judge it for the Olympics, like 1 through 10, mm-hmm. for each category.
How important for you, especially, is the music, like choosing the right song for the dance you're going to do?
For me, the music is the most important part of the dance because it is a dance. Mm-hmm. So we're basically bringing the music alive. We are the instrument, mm-hmm. that's bringing the music alive. So it's super important. We'll see how it goes at the Olympics. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that the breakers don't know what the DJ is going to play. So he's going to play breaking music, mm-hmm. but we don't know what song he's going to play.
Wait, so you don't choose your music then?
No, we don't choose our music yet. So we know the songs that they're going to play, but we just don't know which one.
Mm-hmm. So that adds to the creativity part of it, that you're going to go with what they go with and then...
Yep, and go. You got to adapt in the moment. Mm-hmm. You got to adapt in the moment.
So is this something you've been doing your whole life, or whether it's something you just watch and kind of do? Like, how did you get involved in breaking?
So my dad and his twin brother used to break back in Mexico, mm-hmm. early 1980s. They started during like the Beat Street era. Mm-hmm. They introduced me and my siblings, I think, in the late 1990s. Mm-hmm. So I was about 6 years old when I was introduced into breaking. Mm-hmm. I stopped for about 4 years. My cousin was the one that got me back into it, so okay. he was the one that actually taught me, and then from there I just loved it. Like, I was so passionate about it. I've been doing it for about 21 years now.
How soon, when you heard that it was going to be in the Olympics in 24, were you saying, that's my goal?
It was the perfect moment, because I remember this was 2020 when they announced breaking was going to be in 2024 Olympics. And I like did everything I wanted to do in my breaking career. Mm-hmm. So I reached the plateau and I'm like, what more can I do? And as soon as they announced it, I was like, man, this is the next thing I can do. This is the next goal that I can achieve, and I'm going to make the team. And I'll be there. And I made it happen.
Now, you live in L.A. now? Are you training out in L.A.?
Yeah, I live in L.A. now.
Were you a little disappointed to hear that it wasn't going to be in 28?
Yeah, I was bummed out. But honestly, like, I'm just focused on this year, mm-hmm. on, like, 2024. I'm just excited to expose breaking to a different audience and mm-hmm. just to show people what breaking is really about. Because it's not just about the moves. It's about the movement. It's about bringing your own creativity, your own character into this dance, your own identity, mm-hmm. and just leaving like a fingerprint into this like community, this mm-hmm. dance culture.
Because part of me thinks, depending on how it looks in 2024, and let's be honest, I think you guys are going to make it look fantastic, and people are going to really enjoy it. It may come back. It's just a matter of everyone's got to see it first, right?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
one of those things you
yes.
got to experience first to really get the love.
You
got to
experience it. You got to be there in person, because on footage it just doesn't justify it, mm-hmm. you know. So when you're there in person, you get to see the smaller details. You get to see the movements. You get to feel the aura of the dancers when we're dancing to the music. It's mm-hmm. so exciting to watch.
Is Paris one of the perfect places to do this too? Because I feel like that's the kind of city that would really embrace breaking and the scenery about it and everything.
I feel like Europe is the perfect place to do it because the breaking scene is like really big out there. Mm-hmm. It's really big, you know. And I've been going to France since I was 17 years old for breaking events. So the scene is thriving out there. So it's like the perfect place.
Well, how fierce is this competition going to be for those? Because I don't know how
this all this competition is going to be one of the most difficult because the level that break-in has evolved to, it's next level. You know, the dancers are much stronger, the dancers are much faster. The stamina that you need for this dance is like it's just next level. So I'm really excited, but. What breaking is really about is not about the big movements, how fast you are. It's about having your own style, your own creativity, being to the music. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm trying to bring to the table.
What is your style? If you could describe
my style is traditional, but with a new school twist. Mm-hmm. So I try to be well-rounded, and I also try to bring like original movements into this dance. So it's important to bring innovation into the dance.
Mm-hmm. I can ask you a million questions about breaking, but just what are you most excited? Seriously, because I'm so intrigued by how this is going to look, and I cannot do it by any means. But as you think about Paris and going, just you're going to be an Olympian. You know, does that register with you yet?
No, it doesn't register with me yet at all because I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand the feeling. You know, I've heard the stories. I've asked a couple athletes like, hey, what's the feeling like when you're there at the village? And they just tell me how overwhelming it is and how exciting it is and how much fun it is just to be there and witness history and be around all these great athletes. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to have that same experience. And especially now, post-COVID, you know, I feel like it's going to be one of the craziest Olympics, one of the most exciting Olympics. Yeah.
I'm sure in your breaking career you've met a lot of great people, but is there a certain athlete you know you want to meet from Team USA in any sport? Like, I got to meet that person. I got to shake that person's hand.
Honestly, I haven't watched the Olympics up until now that breaking has been in the Olympics, but I remember I used to live in London, 2012. Mm-hmm. This was during the 2012 Olympics, and the person that stood out was Usain Bolt. Mm-hmm. So that's someone I would like to meet.
I'm sure he'll be there regardless.
I just walked through Central Park and I've seen people all of a sudden break out in some break dancing there.
Yeah.
Have you ever just done that just to get the crowd?
I used to do street shows back in LA, so they have a couple street shows in Times Square, and there are times where you just want to dance, you know. There's times where I live in Santa Monica, so there's times where I just bring like my dance floor and I bring it out to Venice Beach. I just start dancing, people are watching me like, oh my god, this is amazing, and it's just so cool to see their faces, you know, like, oh wow, like people still break.
Yeah.
I have one.
No, please.
Do you have a favorite like go-to move? Like one thing that you were like is yours.
Like mine on the dance floor is the white man's almost.
Stop.
I'm really good at this.
The OG move.
Yeah.
For me, there's a couple moves I enjoy, but I honestly enjoy the movement. Like, I enjoy when I get into the flow state, when I lose myself in the music, and everything is just, like, connecting each other. Like, you're putting a puzzle. Mm-hmm. You're putting a puzzle together. So, for me, that's enjoyable to watch rather than a move because you're just seeing art, you know, play itself, you know, and everything going together.
Since you don't have the music, like, you don't know exactly which song, you don't have a specific choreograph, you just have, like, an arsenal of moves you go to, and then whatever you
Yeah, so everyone has their own formula. For me, I have a bunch of signature moves, and let's say I have to do a two-rounded battle, I'll be like, all right, for this first round, I'll do four signature moves. For this round, I'll do these four signature moves. And then in between, I improvise. Sometimes you forget some of those signature moves, and you just start improvising, which makes the set even better because it's more unpredictable. Mm-hmm. So breaking is like being in the moment, being in the moment and adapting.
And how long is each dance?
Each dancer goes out about 30 seconds to a minute. Okay. So it really depends on the dancer. Me, I'm like in and out.
Really?
So I'm like explosive. It's like an interval set, and then I just come back out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably. I have so many questions. I can't wait to see this.
You can follow Victor at Supa Montalvo on Instagram. He's always updating, including here from the summit. And that'll do it for our expanded coverage of Quest for Gold from New York. We'll continue weekly updates moving forward as we hear from athletes and officials. We're now within 100 days of the Olympics. We hope you'll continue to join us on this journey. I'm Ryan Burrow.